Good morning. We're here today to unveil a statue of a true Baltimore legend. A special welcome to Ray's family and friends. Thank you for coming, and thanks everybody for coming. Before we get to the business of unveiling the statue, a couple of thank yous. First, I want to recognize Fred Kale. Fred, if you could stand up. Fred is the sculptor of the Ray Lewis statue you're going to soon see. He also was the sculptor for Johnny Unitas. He is going to own this plaza as an artist, and we thank him for all the skill he brought to this, all the professionalism and the creativity. You will love the statue. Thank you, Fred. I also want to thank the people from New Arts Foundry, a Baltimore company that had its chance to make its mark here in the plaza as well. They cast the bronze for Johnny Unitas' statue as well as Ray Lewis, so thank you guys as well. And, of course, on this project, we also worked with Carroll Engineering and Whiting and Turner, who are responsible for the entire stadium behind us and all the work in the plaza, so thank you guys as well. Also have to thank the Maryland Stadium Authority, who is always our partner, a great partner of the Baltimore Ravens, and thank you, Mike, and all your colleagues who are here today. Want to recognize the Unitas family. Very important to the Baltimore Ravens and very important to this city. Sandy Unitas, Paige, Lindsay, and Chad Unitas, so thank you. Also want to thank the people at the Ravens who really played the key role in working with Fred and the New Arts Foundry in making this happen. Lisa Dixon, Kristen Powers, Roy Summerhoff, Joby Walt, and John Klein. And then we have to recognize Ozzie Newsome. He is the man. And Ozzie, we trust. Without Ozzie, we would not have Ray Lewis here in Baltimore. So thank you, Ozzie. Now, I want to recognize our owner, Steve Bisciotti. He is the moving force behind this statue. And so I'm going to turn it over to Steve. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. And thanks for showing up on short notice. We made a decision to announce this late because we knew that there would be limited seating, and I will write a note to your employers that you're sick for why you somehow called in sick this morning. I also want to start off by thanking Ozzie. I wasn't here when he drafted Ray. And I want to thank Sandy for graciously agreeing to share this plaza with somebody that, quite frankly, rivals John. And for a small city of Baltimore, and nobody ever comes to consensus, but I know here that we feel that we now are complete in honoring arguably the greatest player of all time in John. And over 50 years after his exploits to put Baltimore on the map, we are firmly entrenched on that map. And he gets to share his, and we didn't take this lightly, I can promise you, for John to share this plaza with the greatest defensive player of all time, right here. And like Dick, we're here because of Ozzie Newsome. This was kind of a strange thing to have Baltimore Colts immortal grace our new Ravens Stadium. And without Oz, and it's not just Ozzy in drafting Ray Lewis in his first draft as head of the draft. He followed that up with Peter Boulware. He followed it up with Chris McAllister and Dwayne Starks, with Terrell Suggs and no other than Ed Reed, who was the, at the very least, the Robin to this Batman right here. Very proud to be here, very proud to make history. But I want to tell you one quick story about Art Modell, who was the owner of the team when Ozzie told him he was drafting an undersized linebacker out of Miami. And in my first year sharing the team with Art, we went to a hurricane of a game at Dolphin Stadium for a Monday night game when they retired Dan Marino's jersey. And we were sharing the suite, and at halftime, I was in the back sneaking a cigarette with Mrs. Modell. And Huizenga got up there and talked until half the stadium was trying to boo him off the stage. And Art Modell said to me, "Steve, come here, sit down with me for a minute." And I sat with him, and he said, "Don't ever do this." And I said, "What?" He said, "Don't look like a fool. Nobody came to hear you talk." And 14 years later, Ozzie told me I was the one that was speaking yesterday afternoon. So I am not going to be a fool, because you didn't come here to see me. David, your dad taught me more than you'll ever know. And his legacy will last in Baltimore as much as these two. Without further ado, would you like to come up front? 9 playoff appearances. He brought Baltimore 2 Super Bowls. He was 2-time Defensive Player of the Year that is shared by very few in the history of the NFL. He was a Super Bowl MVP. And he truly was a leader that made good men great. And that's a legacy that he can't talk about, but the rest of us who watched him from mini camps on and watched him in locker rooms before the game and watched all the way till the end when we watched him in the locker room after that defeat in New England the year before. We are witnesses to the greatest leader in the history of the NFL, Ray Lewis. We want Ray to go down now. No, I think you guys want to see this before you hear him speak, yeah. I assume. Yeah. Ray, drop down. Son Siri, are you ready, Mama? We'll be right back.
Well, Years ago, as a young man, I was introduced to a song that forever changed my life. And no matter what we find ourselves going through, Sam Cooke said, a change, it's gonna come. And the moment I started to really listen to the words of that song, I started to realize that if you really want real change, just make up your mind to do something. Stand for something, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Today, God's name is smiling. His reward is that when people see us, they see a glimpse of Him. Today is history. Today is His story. And I'm the person that nobody has to convince me of what the story is, because I lived it. See, sometimes people can tell you something, and they can tell you a good story, and you can say, I heard one of the best stories of my life. Then somebody can tell you, let me tell you my story. But if you only knew what things I had to endure. Man, I was introduced to something in 1985 that I didn't understand now. But now I get it. When mama looked at me, Stephen, and she said, baby, I ain't got enough money to sign you up for football. I said, mama, we'll figure it out some type of way. Old coach of mine came up and gave me $15 for me to start my first time ever putting on a pair of cleats. You know what that feels like, Oz. Because when you string them up, you're so proud to put on these cleats. You're so proud to put your feet in the ground to start striving for something. And I made up my mind that day that my mother's tears will one day become joy. I made up my mind that no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Then I found myself going through that, going through the Pop Warner League, and then I got to high school, and in 1992, I was introduced to men. I was introduced to men who became fathers. Coach Ernest Joe, my high school coach, I cannot thank you enough, because I remember the days where you didn't have enough gas to get yourself home, but you still made sure I got there. So sometimes when we're witnessing the statue, there is no statue without a lot of pieces to the statue. There's a lot of connections that came to that. Stephen Poole, when you took me in that wrestling room and you asked me how great did I want to be, you asked me, can a man beat me one-on-one? And I told you a man can't beat me one-on-one. the time that he spent and invested in me and didn't have to, he became a father figure, kind of what our world is like in today. Why a lot of young men are getting away from things, but man, this is the moments. These are the moments. Clint Wright, rest in peace. My principal was one of the strictest principals in the world. He would beat you in school, knowing he wasn't no kin to you. And then I made a decision to attend the University of Miami. Wow. Tell somebody that story. And the first day as I walked into the University of Miami, some of the first people I ran into was Warren Sapp, and I looked around, and then I ran into Rohan Marley, and they grabbed me and they said, "We got you." And I'm trying to figure out what "we got you" mean. And they took me as a child, and they started to mold me as a man. So now I was at the age of a young man, but my ability and my mindset was way gone, because I seen a glimpse of the future. I seen what a legacy is worth fighting for. My roommates, Earl Little, Trent Jones, in college, my roommates, we had a lot of days of oodles and noodles. We had a lot of days, but we made it all right. We made it all right. We knew that there was going to be a better day, one way or another. One way or another. Today, I can't go forward without letting everybody know here that we're all connected. There is no me by myself. Nothing I ever done by myself. The Modells, I can't thank the Modell family enough. What some people wanted to call a tragedy, God blessed it. Art had to make a hard decision in life. We all make hard decisions. But when he moved the city to Baltimore, nobody would ever knew that Baltimore would end like this. And because of his vision, me and Baltimore are forever connected. I was then, the only argument that me and Ozzie Newsome has ever had was he really thought he can come back and catch a pass on me. he still think that. That was the only argument me and New had, because in 1996, he drafted a young country boy out of Lakeland who they say wasn't big enough, wasn't fast enough, wasn't strong enough, undersized, and couldn't play. And the bottom line is, when I stepped in Baltimore, I promised him, he's sitting right here, so I don't need to tell no lies, Baltimore had never seen a championship. I promised him my first one. I've come to a place now to understand that everybody that had a hand in this, if you're here today, my heart says thank you. When you think about what history has done, when people make up their mind, I've always told people, good is fitting in, great is fitting out. To do something great, you have to be different. You have to chase something different. When people see you, they got to wonder why you're going the opposite way of everybody else. And then, man, I was introduced to Baltimore. Whew. I was dropped off in Baltimore and had never really left the state of Florida outside of traveling with my college team. And I cannot tell you, from the first moment, listening to Ozzie Newsome and listening to all of the things and the visions that we had for this city, not just on the field. We had a vision to really change lives and affect change in Baltimore. My family, that's my spinal cord. That's the family that's always kept me upright. Mama, we did it. We did it. We had a lot of sleepless nights, but we did it. We okay with ourselves. Keisha, Quisha, baby girls, I break. I break my back to make sure y'all all right. Kadeja Keon, I give up anything to make sure my family never suffers. I'm built for that. I'm built for that. I'm a man myself now. I'm a grown man now. But there is no me without my father. Daddy, I need you to know God don't make no mistakes. Whatever we done been through in our life, let it be. Because now we rejoice. Now we sing the praises for real. Because we've written our own history. I started training, man, and I bumped into a guy. Steven know a little something about this guy. Bumped into a guy by the name of Monty Sanders. And I thought I'd never be tricked into working out. I just thought you always had to ask me to work out. And one night at 1:30 in the morning, Monty took me downstairs and he said, let's go in this weight room. I want you to try something. And I went in the weight room at 1:30 in the morning. And that's the first time I ever thought I saw Jesus personally. We worked so hard. We worked so hard. And it reminds me of one of Ali quotes that I kind of put a twist to it. Man, I hated every second of training. But I promised myself if I hurt now, if I go through everything that I had to go through, the countless hours of not doing nothing else but grinding, I can live the rest of my life as a champion. I trade in that every time. Today was that special day because then I was introduced to a man by the name of Michael McQuarrie. See, I was a witness. See, I was a witness. See, I was right there when I knew you didn't have cartilage in your knees. I was right there when I looked in his eyes and asked him, give me everything you got because of our brotherhood, because of what we believe in each other. When nobody gave us a chance, we broke all rules. We did it our way. We made sure they started putting in rules for offenses. Home team, boy, let me tell you something. We in Super Bowl 35 and we didn't watch so much film, and I saw Monty Tuma line up outside and I saw D-Stars jump that slant. I said, Lord, I'm finna win my first Super Bowl. Can you believe this? And I said, and he from the U. Who does that? And I'm telling you, it's the countless names. It's the reason I'm here. It's the reason I'm here. I'm telling you, Jesse Armstead, that one conversation we had on the sideline, that one conversation we had on the sideline changed my life forever. Brother, I told you that last night. Nobody never knew what that conversation meant but me and you. And it's going to be that way forever. Man, Shannon Sharp and Rod Wilson. I had some role models along the way. Stephon Moore, Eric Turner, rest in peace. I can just go down the line of naming all these countless people that's really been a part of my life. that's really helped me get to where I am today. James Trapp. Now I know what fury is. Control fury. When you actually turn your life over to him, he ushers you into using it the right way. I'm glad I learned from you. Strong as a vine, brother. I always carry your legacy with me. Let me tell you something. Bill Tessendorf, the way you took care of me, the Baltimore Ravens organization, let me tell you something. We can talk about a bunch of programs across the world. But I'm telling you, if you want to talk about top A, you want to talk about a class act, you want to talk about making sure that we're respected as men, this organization made sure that was possible. Atlanta and my sisters, if God knew the day I walked through your doors, that I would have been taken care of the way I was taken care of. I cannot thank you or ever repay you for the love that you guys gave me, for the love that you continue to give me. I love you. I love you guys. Capturing my legacy. And then I became a friend, a real close friend of the greatest swimmer of all time. And we actually started sitting down and having conversations with each other. And I can tell you this, man. Everything you did, it pushed me to never let you see me quit. Because I knew the way you looked at me. But I wanted you to always know the way I looked at you, young man. A warrior. A warrior. From every level of a warrior, man. I love you to death, Michael Phelps. For life. For life. Kevin Plank. I will. I met a lot of men in this world. I met a lot of men. And I'm a kind of group before I end. But it's hard to meet a man with your heart. It's hard to ever run into people that has your passion for bottom line, helping people. Your vision as a man is what attracts me to you the most. Your drive to never stop is the reason why I said I'm all in. I applaud you. I applaud your footsteps here on earth, man. Because what you're trying to do, a lot of people need to follow that model. Thank you. Thank you for being a brother. Thank you. Let me tell you something. Darren Sanders and Craig, boy, y'all too. Special. Brad Jackson, special. Eddie, I see you, Edo. I see you, Edo. Always made sure my pads and everything was where it needed to be to get me through another day. Today is a day of rejoice, you know? And before I go into my story, I texted him last night because of my heart towards this man. You know, Steve Bisciotti, there's a lot of successful people in this world, but it ain't too many got your heart. It ain't too many people It ain't too many people that has your drive and determination to actually make things happen right now. There's a difference between money and power. That's power. I cannot thank you enough for just being my partner. Steve called me. I had tore my tricep. He called me, and I asked him, and I asked my daughter, Diamond, because my kids are my greatest motivation ever. Only reason Dad ain't never took a break, because I wanted to make sure y'all never took a break. Life owes you nothing. But whatever you want to go do in life, go do it. I called my daughter and I called Steve and I said, well, should I come back for the Broncos game and play? Steve said, you know, you should come back in the playoffs and take us to win a Super Bowl. And that'll probably be one of the greatest stories ever written. I said, you know what? My daughter said, I said, baby, you think I should come back? She said, no, Daddy. She said, wait until the playoffs and come back. I finally ended up waiting until the playoffs, and I'm laying on the floor one night, and I'm getting stretched. And Sharif, you remember this. Steve calls my phone. And, you know, I've never saw Steve really nervous. But he called my phone, and he said, I just got to ask a question. I say, well, what's the question? He said, do you think this rookie quarterback can beat us? I say, Steve, listen now. Don't you ever. It's a lot of things going to happen. But then it's a lot of things won't happen. That won't happen. David Modell, I shook your hand the first time, and I promise you, after my second contract, and I shook your hand, and I promise you that I would bring you a Super Bowl ring. Thank you. Thank you. Two people that I must honor, because my legacy only goes as far as what I've always promised them. Mama McNair. I flew Mama McNair in town, Steve McNair's mama. And I flew her in town for a reason, because I promised Steve a long time ago that once we was connected, we was going to be connected forever. I told Ozzy this all the time. God don't make no mistakes. He just put us in the right places to deal with things with the right people. Miss Charlemagne. We lost. Yeah. Miss Charlemagne is the mother of my roommate who was brutally killed in college. And I promise you that standing up there, I didn't do it. We did it. Your son believed more in me. The nights you fed me when I couldn't eat. Miss Charlemagne, thank you for pushing me to this point in life. Thank you for being here today, because we did it. There's no me. We did it. So if I was to sum up my career, Bobby Armstead, boy, the conversations me and you done had on the phone, people wouldn't even believe it. They would have thought I was lying, all the things I used to tell you, because I used to tell him before it happened. Willie Buford, life is life, boy. Without you being by my side, I don't know where Lou would be. Bottom line, Juan Dixon. Boy, what you did for my sons in 1 week, I owe you for a lifetime. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Wrap up my career. try to figure out how it all jungle, how it all it goes like this. And I watched this story, and I read this story about this man climbing on a tightrope across the Grand Canyon. And somebody ran up to him, and one of the young girls ran up to him, and she said, "You're not afraid to climb on that tightrope across the Grand Canyon?" She said, "What makes you so confident climbing across the Grand Canyon?" He says, "No matter when I," he said, "when I was at practice, I used to practice with the rope just 5 feet away from the ground." He said, "But I always kept my eye on the rope. I never looked at how much the distance was." He said, "And then I took it up to 50 feet. She said, "Was you scared then?" He said, "No, because I kept my eye on the rope." He got up to the Grand Canyon, and his family and his three kids were standing to the side, and he got ready to walk across there, and he started to stumble a little bit, so he started to shake, and the question was asked, "What made you stop?" He said, "I had to keep my eye on the rope. No matter what life throws at you, no matter how high to climb, keep your eye on the rope. No matter what you've been through in life." Gene, a Baltimore retired police officer, who somebody brutally walked up and shot him in the head and the back of the head. He can't breathe, he can't see, he can't do nothing. Stand up, Gene, please. The day we met, I realized I had no reason for complaints. The day we met, I had no reason for complaints. Today, yeah, it's about me. Chad Steele, 13, 14 years, I still want to choke you. Kiss the babies for me. But you know, when you think about grabbing all of this, and you think about what it really means, when it's talking about honoring me is honoring everybody that's here. Because everybody here had a hand in me. My greatest motivation since I've been in the Ravens, I wanted to save this for last because it meant everything to me. Because I played with a man by the name of O.J. Begrants. From the time he started dealing with what he's dealing with, I told him he's my greatest motivation. That's one thing I've always given him, is that I never saw a man so strong make up his mind to let nothing defeat him. OJ, for all the times we've had, never a bad time. My brother, I tell you, keep pushing on, because you are the role model. So no matter what you're going through, when God is for you, nothing can be against you. You know, my personal family, my sister Ashley, but man, I would thank you every day of my life just by the way I treat you. That's why I love you the way I do. Penny Thompson, what you installed in me years ago, I didn't know what working meant. I really didn't, bro, until you introduced it to me. You took me in the weight room, started asking me to be there at 6 a.m. in the morning. I just didn't understand it. But now I do. I needed you here, bro. I needed you here to understand that you're one of the reasons why I'm where I am right now. As a man, thank you, brother. Yeah. Last, you got to thank Baltimore. You got to thank a city, when I'm telling you what love is, Because when I won my first Super Bowl, it took me 12 years to get to my second one. But all the three of these men would tell you one word that came out of my mouth. I'm never leaving Baltimore. This is forever my city. This is forever. I will forever be a part of this city. Anybody who want to do anything in life, anybody who want to create history in life, influence enough people to the way they remember your presence. Touch enough people, change enough lives to know that it really ain't about you. It's about the people you come in contact with. Frank, again, man, you spent some time on that sculpture right there. I thank you so much for your creative mind. Thank you. Thank you. Josh, Brandt, Slater. Those are my guys. I love you guys, man. Thank you for coming. I'll leave you with this. I'm never leaving. And now, if you want to know the real truth, I'm never leaving. I can't thank Baltimore enough. I can't thank the Ravens enough. I cannot thank everybody that's connected to me and my family. Granddaddy, smile, baby. We made it. We made it. I love everybody, man. Once again, thank you so much for coming out. It's so amazing to accept this honor with you. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank you very much for coming.
Hey, you gonna do it with me? You gonna do it with me? Come here. You gonna do the dance with me? Give me my music. Give me the cue.